Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Friends, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast. Today, I am so excited to be talking about three ways that you can spend your time to make content planning easier with the amazing Amber LaShawn. If you have not met Amber before, you are, first of all, in for a treat, but she is the founder of Brand Girl Magic, where she leads women on the journey to growing more confident in their business ideas so that they can create content that attracts dream customers. She has spent most of her career doing some really incredible things, like helping Major League Baseball players, their wives, and nonprofits build notable brands in the community. So now, as an entrepreneur, she's built a safe space for women to gain the tools to be independent of a 9-to-5, by building a brand that provides the income they need to live life on their own terms, which, you know me, I get super excited about that. So Amber, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so grateful to have you come on the show, and I am really looking forward to diving into this topic about content planning and working smarter and not harder with you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. I'm super excited to be here with you.
Well, I would love, if you're up for it, just kind of diving on in and hearing a little bit more about you and this incredible business that you've built.
Yeah. So Brand Girl Magic was born a year ago, after 2 years of kind of really trying to find my footing and find out where I belonged in this entrepreneurial space. About 2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with endometriosis, and it's just a situation where I was in a lot of pain all the time, and I was waking up daily in a space where I hated going to work. I was stressed out. If I needed to call out, I felt this tug between being diagnosed with endometriosis and trying to balance this chronic illness and balancing a 9-to-5. And it just was something that was not providing me a lifestyle that was conducive for me. And so I made it my business to find some way, shape, or form to embrace entrepreneurship so that I could find freedom within my own life to live my day-to-day in a way that fed me and allowed me to live in the highest version of myself on a regular basis. And so it was through taking a lot of the skills I had gained right in my 9-to-5 opportunities and turning those around into entrepreneurship that Brand Girl Magic itself was finally born.
That is so amazing. And I actually got kind of some goosebumps here listening to you talk about how you created this business that allows you to really step into your highest self every day. I think that's how you phrased it. And there's so much power in that, in building a brand and building a business that allows you to really live your best life, right?
Completely. I completely believe that on a daily basis, we have a choice. We all go through things on a regular, and I'm all for throwing a pity party. You know, it's my party. I'll cry if I want to. But at some point, we have to decide, when are we going to take control and change the situation? And so for me, it was making a daily conscious effort to change what my day-to-day life was. You know, I was in consistent pain and I was battling depression. And, you know, being in my early 20s, I knew that that could not be life. And I knew that that is not what I wanted my life to be. And so I had to evaluate and say, what does freedom look like to me? And what does success look like to me? And start mapping out the steps to actually start to make those changes for myself.
Mm, I have so much respect for the way that you made those decisions every day to move in that direction. And now what's even more amazing is not only are you existing and living life and building this business and having this impact for yourself, but you're also doing incredible work for your clients. And I know that you shared that you work with women entrepreneurs and you specifically help them create content that attracts their dream clients. So what do you love about getting to do that work? And what does that work look like to you?
So I absolutely love doing this work because in my time in working in Major League Baseball and kind of branching out into the community to help players and their wives build these brands, I was realizing that it was women at the front of all of these lovely businesses. And something that was a common thread throughout was this feeling of lack of support and kind of this common role that we take on as women of, I need to do it all. I need to make all of this happen. And so we tend to take on all of these things at one time and when trying to reach our goals. And so when Brand Girl Magic was born, it was how can I help women calm down and be able to be in a space where we can navigate and achieve what we want without being overwhelmed and completely stressed out. And so I am all about simple and finding the most direct path to do any of that. So oftentimes through strategy sessions or within the membership, we strategize based off of your lifestyle, what you want, and the time that you actually have in your day. I am a firm believer that there are 24 hours in a day that we all have, but we all have a different 24 hours. And it is so easy to be in an online space and see what everybody else is doing with their 24 hours and kind of feeling like, well, I haven't been able to do all that, or I am less than because I'm not able to X, Y, and Z. So through Brand Girl Magic, we strategize based off of the 24 hours that you have in your day.
Wow. I really, really love that you focus on making use of the time that every woman has. And I think that's just so realistic and so smart of you to think about how we can be strategizing in a way that honors our available time and energy so that we're not necessarily doing more for the sake of more. And we're not doing all of the things that we like, quote unquote, should do, but it's not actually realistic, right?
Completely.
With the work that you do in Brand Girl Magic, creating that content that captivates your clients' dream clients is a big part of that strategy work. So I'm sure that in your experience, you've seen entrepreneurs make some mistakes when it comes to creating content and trying to achieve that goal of captivating and attracting those dream clients, right?
Correct. So many mistakes that we all made, and that we've all made in some way, you know, shape or form, have experienced mistakes ourselves, including the people that you're looking up to online that just seem to have it all. The mistakes are going to happen. But one of the biggest mistakes that I see on a regular basis is making content planning about you, about yourself. And that's from the planning stage of what you are putting into your content and how you're choosing to show up. It's not about you. We are not, especially in running your business, we are not coming onto Instagram or onto Facebook for the sake of just our help, like just to do it. We are here to serve. We are here to serve our audience and the follower that is on the other side of that piece of content that needs to hear what you have to say or that needs to buy that product that is going to change their life in some way, shape, or form. We are showing up to serve. So we are in a space of not creating or not showing up out of fear or what are people going to think, or showing up out of space where we're not creating content that is actually addressing and providing information that our audience needs. We tend to feel like we're not successful when we're not getting that return that we anticipated, when people are not engaging, when people are not responding and buying. And a lot of times that has to do with the focus being on ourselves versus being on the audience that we are there to serve.
Ooh, that is a that's a good, good observation there, because that's just so it can be uncomfortable to hear, right? Like when you realize that you're making that mistake, because I will, you know, definitely raise my hand and say that I've made that mistake before. I've definitely created content from a place where I thought, you know, I had good intentions and I thought that that was what my audience wanted to hear from me. But realistically, I didn't do my homework and I didn't do the work that it really requires to understand how I can serve people best through the content that I share. So, you know, if you're tuning in today and you are feeling a little called out, do not stress. That is definitely something that all of us have done at one point or another. But when you think about how people can overcome that mistake of creating content that, you know, doesn't leave their ideal client or customer out of the equation, where would you recommend that they start in doing that homework or that research and really getting their content back on track?
Of course. So market research is your best friend. And thank God for the internet, where we can search wherever we need to in order to be able to get that. And so I like to gather as much information as possible to find out what are people talking about. What are they complaining about online? And there's several ways that you can do this. You can go into Facebook groups and see the types of questions that people are asking. When you are in a Facebook group, there is a search bar in every single one. Write down 5 keywords that are related to your niche and hop on in that search bar and type those keywords. You will see any questions or comments or statements that people are asking around that keyword. And that's going to give you information to show you what people are complaining about and talking about without you even having to initiate those questions yourself. Mm-hmm. So that is a great place to start. Also, paying attention to what people are commenting and talking about on Instagram platforms. What are they complaining about? And that can even be through reading the comments on any of your competitors' pages to see what's resonating with people. We want to get in the minds of our ideal customers and find out what their real problems are. And then once we know those and we have a deep understanding there, we need to establish pillars for our brand that are kind of going to be like your roadmap when creating content. So you're not having to start from scratch each and every single time.
I love that you have this like down to a science. You've got the method mapped out and you know exactly how to tell people and what to focus on in order to help them make the most of that content research and really that market research, right?
Wash, rinse, repeat. It's all about putting systems into place and giving yourself the ability to not have to use as much brain power when you are in this creative mode, right? We have so many other things to stress about within our business. We know that marketing in some way, shape, or form is mandatory, whether you are choosing Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you are choosing to execute your content. You've got to create content and you have to create content that people want to know about it. So you've got to develop a system for yourself where you can wash, rinse, repeat every single time. So it's just second nature. It's like riding a bike every time you have to go back and create that content.
That is so smart. Now, along that line of having that system of making it easier for yourself and really, you know, strategically creating that content, how would you recommend that entrepreneurs spend their time more wisely? Like, are there some areas where, you know, people could be investing more time with intention to make the content planning process easier?
Of course, content, in my opinion, becomes hardest when we don't know who we are, what we do, and who we do it for. Mm-hmm. When we don't know those three things, it's hard to create that impactful content on a regular basis. So then when it comes time to sit down, we find ourselves in a place where we are scratching around in our brain trying to figure it out in that moment, right? So the best thing that we can do is break up this process and make it digestible meals instead of trying to eat the whole Thanksgiving meal, you know, at one time. And so the best thing to do is start with the foundation of your brand. Who are you? What do you do? Who do you serve? What's their problem? And how are you coming in to fix that problem? We need to know all of those things before we sit down and we start to plan this content. Once we've got that in line, we need to go ahead and establish the pillars for our brand so that we can continuously create content that surrounds those pillars so that we are constantly creating and building ourselves as an authority and building trust with our audience on a regular basis. And so by doing that, we are going to put ourselves in a position where we are feeding our goals and feeding our audience at the same time.
I love that. So as people are, you know, putting that foundational really strategy work, I would consider it when you were talking about identifying more of who you are and who you serve and those problems that you provide solutions for as a brand designer and strategist, that's so foundational to the work that I do with my one-on-one clients. And I absolutely love that that is also such a key part of this advice that you're sharing today, because if you are trying to create content that captures your ideal client's attention, but you're not communicating from a space that clearly shares who you are and what you do and how your work fits into their life or their journey, there's going to be a big disconnect, I'm guessing.
Completely. There's going to be a huge disconnect. And we find it hardest. And this used to be one of my biggest mistakes, this fear of selling and feeling like selling was icky. So then I didn't sell at one point. And a major part of that is I was not secure in who I was, what I was doing, and who I was serving. Mm-hmm. As a part of your marketing strategy, you are looking to build trust with your audience and you are looking to sell and serve to your audience because mm-hmm. they have a problem and your business, you created it because you know how to solve that problem. Whether you are a service-based or a product-based business, you are solving a problem through your business. And so when you're sitting down and you're creating content, you have to be aware of what it is that you are currently selling in that moment or what your goal is and what action you want your people to take. Are you sending them to a freebie? Are you sending them to a paid offer? Either way, one of those offers that you have created is there to serve your audience in some way, shape, or form. You are solving their problem. So when we know who we are, what we do, and who we're serving, we're making it a lot easier to come up with content that can say, hey, look, I know that you are struggling with insert your problem, but I am here to tell you that insert my service or my product is here to save the day for you. This is how it is going to change your life. And you as the provider and as the business owner are going to feel so much more confident showing up and doing that because you are firm in the belief that what you have to give to your audience is going to change their life. You're not second guessing that. You're not concerned about it. So writing content is going to bring you joy because you are able to serve your audience through that content.
100%. And Amber, that is such a powerful shift that happens when you go from feeling kind of intimidated or a little, you know, embarrassed about actively selling your services or your products to viewing them as this beautiful solution, this service, this, you know, good life-giving experience that you're introducing to help your client or your customer achieve their definition of success when you think about it. And I love that you focused and on, you know, sharing that with us today because in my own experience, I see so many entrepreneurs and especially so many women entrepreneurs feel a little timid about proudly and loudly sharing the work that they do and how you can hire them. And that doesn't serve anyone well, right? I mean, if we're just playing kind of small with the work that we do because we feel embarrassed or a little weird about a hard sell, right?
1,000%. I remember first coming online and being terrified to sell because I was just seeing everywhere you should only sell 20% of the time and 80% of the time you should just be, you know, providing value. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, maybe I'm selling too much. And it just caused all the second guessing because I was in my head and then I was terrified to come off salesy because I hated when people were salesy with me. And it just created this domino effect of not selling. Well, mm-hmm. ladies, when we don't sell, we don't bring money into our businesses. And when we don't bring money into our businesses, we are not reaching our level of success that's providing us our freedom. At the end of the day, there is a sales psychology strategy that's called reciprocity. Mm-hmm. And it's basically stating that I am giving you something and you're going to give me something in return. And so that is what we're doing with our content. We are giving to our audience, right? We are solving their problem. They have voice that they have an issue. They know deep inside that there is something that they are battling, something that they are going through. And how dare we not tell them that we have something that can change their life, to take away that problem. It's not fair to them when you don't show up and sell to them and provide them with that solution. And it's not fair to yourself when you are not reaching the level of success that you want and when you're not reaching your level of freedom. So it's in everybody's best interest to make sure that you are creating something that is truly solving the problem of your audience and that you make sure that you are putting that in front of her. Mm.
100%. There's so much yes to all of that, because that is exactly the kind of, I would even call it like the mantra that we need to be reminding ourselves when it comes to showing up and offering the solutions that we provide day after day. I love that you shared that, Amber.
Thank you.
One thing that comes to mind when you were talking about that, that courage and that commitment and that realization that when we show up and we are very apparent and very clear about who we are and what we do, who we serve and how we serve them, that got me thinking about what kind of encouragement you would want to share to those who are tuning in today, who get excited about this idea of simplifying and streamlining their content creation process.
The best form of encouragement that I can provide to you is to know that everybody online has made mistakes in some way, shape, or form. We cannot experience any sort of growth in life or business without making the decision to try. We have to get up and we have to do something. And when things don't go as planned, that is okay. That is a learning opportunity. And the best thing that you can choose to do today is welcome the opportunity to learn. So if you have a new product that you want to launch and you are terrified, launch that product, girl, I promise you, because one of two things are going to happen. It's going to go as planned and you are going to shock yourself and make so much money from it. Or it may not go completely as planned and you are going to be able to reflect and learn from that and reapply it next time so that you kill it even better the next time that you do this. We cannot experience the growth without trying. So never be afraid of failure. Know that every opportunity that does not go as planned is a learning opportunity for you to continuously apply. I think we live in an online space where it's very easy to see and feel like people have had overnight success. Mm-hmm. And for some people, success may come faster than others, but entrepreneurship is a long game. And so it's important for you to go out here and be willing to learn at every corner, every twist, every turn, every up, every down. You are meant for this. Your ideas are amazing. Take a chance on them.
Oh my goodness, Amber, that was the best encouragement. I feel like to those who are tuning in today, if you walk away from this episode and you do not feel encouraged, I think that you need to like rewind and listen again, because Amber, that is such powerful encouragement, such an incredible life-giving reminder that I just am so grateful that we have been able to receive with you today. Now, I'm knowing that at this part of the process that those who are tuning in today, they're going to want to know how they can connect with you and how they can learn more about you and follow along with your journey online. So where can people connect with you?
Of course, I spend most of my time hanging out on Instagram, where you can find me at Brand Girl Magic. You can also find me on Facebook in my Facebook group, The Content Lounge. And you can also find me online at thatbrandgirlmagic.com.
Amazing. And Amber, I know that today there's also another way that people can connect with you and your brand and the incredible work that you're doing with Brand Girl Magic. You have so generously offered access to your own magic membership for 7 days for free, correct?
That is correct. And so I want you to drop all the fear of marketing your business online and coming up with content that is impactful for your audience. So the Own Your Magic membership is perfect for you. If you want to come in, take a peek and strategize with us before you commit, I welcome you to do so by visiting thatbrandgirlmagic.com/ownyourmagic and use the code BRANDSTRATEGY to go ahead and secure that first 7 days free.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And for those who are tuning in, as always, I will have all of the links to not only the Own Your Magic membership and the code so that you can sign up and get that free 7-day access, but all of Amber's links will be at brandstrategypodcast.com. Just click on today's episode and you will go straight to the show notes where you can find a recap of everything we've talked about today, plus every spot where you can connect with Amber and the incredible work that she's doing at Brand Girl Magic. Amber, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and having this conversation and sharing your experience and wisdom all about content planning and marketing with intention. It has been so fantastic to get to really learn from you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie, and thank you for creating a space for women just like me to continue to strategize for their brands.
It is truly, truly my great honor. And I am so grateful to have had this conversation with you. So excited to hear about those who are taking action after tuning into this episode, really. So friends who are tuning in today, if you have gained something from this conversation with Amber, please share this with your friends. Send this to your bestie in the industry or your friend who's thinking of starting her own business and she's feeling intimidated by the process, because this is exactly the kind of encouragement that I believe more women need to hear. And I would so appreciate your help in getting Amber's wisdom and her message out in this way. So friends, as always, thanks for tuning in. Amber, thank you for joining me on the podcast, and we will see you again so soon. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise for me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.